Keith, it sounds like whatever it was, you fixed it, because I could hear you when we came in. You can hear me, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I said whatever it was last week, you fixed it, because we can hear you.
Oh, for me.
Because.
I was on a different computer and it's too slow or something.
Got you. Andrew, check it out.
Greetings.
Way to get one question, which was about presence and why do I need to identify with presence if I am that? And you don't. You don't have to identify with presence. You are that. This is absolutely true. Then there would be no questions also about anything body-based because you know you're that. And so all of the activities would be spontaneous. There'd be no deed, no doer. You would see this clearly without any witnesser or any witnessing or any experience or any experiencer. If a question arises, then there's the formation of a form through conceptualization. You say, oh, what about death? Or what about family? Or what about job? Or I sometimes get irritated, or my mind does this. Then this is conceptually separating yourself from that which you are. And in that moment, then it is best to mantra or identify the sense of presence. Because, yeah, when you know you're that, then the presence is maybe there, maybe not there. You're not really, because there's no you there that can scoop presence. The body form is a cup that kind of dips into the nectar of immortality, and the sense of presence is the fragrance. Oh, so that I am that. But if you know yourself, then yeah, then there is no need to identify with presence. There's no need to do anything because you are that. But then also, you wouldn't ask questions because you would understand there's no questioner because you are the answer to all questions because any question that can be formed has to come from a body base. Through the wrong files, as Maharaj would say. You would sit there and compile the wrong files to ask a question about something that is non-existing, but that you're believing in the moment does. And this is how Siddharameshwara Maharaj says, chasing illusory problems that are actually nothing and are bothering no one. So when you know yourself in a real sense, you're not involved anymore. It's just scenes appearing and disappearing, and you're in it. And there may even be a disturbance in the five elemental body, but you understand you're not body. So this disturbance may be there, may not be there, just like clouds or rain or wind in the sky. It doesn't affect the sky, and yet there's a layer on the sky of rain, wind, whatever, due to the five elements. If you're having trouble with husband, wife, children, this is five elements, and you can say these are the gunas, sattva guna, tamas guna, or rajaguna in action, but has nothing to do with you because you're not any of the gunas, you're outside of this. And the sattva guna would be the first kind of sensation of feeling that you exist, the I am presence, this just I, just I. But if you're remaining with yourself as self, then these gunas don't matter anymore. Gunas are only there to explain, why am I having all troubles with this family? Well, because the five elements and the gunas are moving these elements around, and it's a scene that is appearing, just as a dream scene that is appearing, sometimes nice scene, sometimes so-called not nice scene, but the dreamer is unaffected. Remaining with yourself as self, absolutely true. No need to identify with presence. No need to sense presence through the body form. Just be. Be normal, be simple, be humble, be always with you, Maharaj.
So I guess presence and self with self would be equivalent, pretty much.
Well, neither's true, and neither exists. All existence is within the bubble of illusion, the duality. Otherwise, you just are. But no, the question was about. Because we speak all the time about, okay, you can sense this presence through body form, you pay attention to the presence, you identify more with the presence and not the body. Therefore, the understanding comes that you're formless. And the more you now pay attention, and attention is on attention, concentrate on the concentrator, then that dissolves and you are. Where all experience ends, there you are. But the questioner was saying that. Why do they need to try and find this or concentrate on this presence when they know they are that? And if you know you're that, then you don't. But then no questions would arise.
That's just theoretical knowledge, though. It's not practical.
Yeah, I mean, if you say, I am that, and you're not having a direct experience of that, then it's not very helpful. As Maharaj says on your deathbed, you say, oh, I understand spirituality, this and that, but oh my God, I'm dying. Like, what happens after I die? Even though you say, oh, I know I'm that, but then you're giving it over to mind. And that's why Maharaj says on the deathbed is not the time to be practicing spirituality. You want to know yourself in a real sense. Nobody's born, nobody's dying. Nothing's happening. Nothing has ever happened, and nothing could happen. It's a long dream. I am somebody else, but you're nobody. Because you're formless. And not the concept of formless, but formless, without form, without attributes. All attributes came through the bubble of illusion in the dream, the waking dream. The long dream, I am this something. I know myself now because I feel this sense of existence. I exist. But that to whom the sense of existence has appeared existed prior to knowing the sense of existence. and prior to the faculty of knowing or the knowledge of the sense of existence. Those are just layers of illusion on your presence.
From the perspective of experience, only experience exists.
No, there's no experience, no experiencer. The ultimate stage, there's no witness, no witnesser, no experience, no experiencer, nothing. All of the something that's appeared within the nothing is all illusion, and only for a time. Because you haven't changed. You are the same prior to the knowledge of existence, or after this knowledge of existence is no longer felt through this body form. You are that. You're unchanging. Millions of forms can be created and destroyed, and everything can be moving around and all this sort of thing, but you have not moved. You have not, nothing. There's no gain, no loss, no nothing. The same, you lay down at sleep at night, you dream a dream world, all the dream characters, all the everything, but you, the dreamer, are not participating. This dream world, even though it's form-based because of identification with the form within the dream, it's all coming from formlessness, dream consciousness. Same thing with this waking consciousness, because there is no such thing as waking consciousness and dream consciousness. Only identification with a body of I am awake, I am asleep, I am dreaming, I'm in deep sleep, I don't know myself. All of these are just an illusion. You can know this directly. I mean, because no amount of reading, no amount of any guru telling you this is going to do anything until you directly experience.
But like in a dream, you experience a dream, but the experience of the dream is what is illusion. It goes away. Same with the wakefulness, which appears to be a waking state. That goes away too.
Wakefulness is just a dream within the dream. You know, the dream is within the wakefulness, and the wakefulness is the dream.
But all experience, what we think experience is the bubble of illusion.
Yeah, the space in the room is not experiencing. The sky is not experiencing. Even the space in the room clicks with the body and knows I exist. Look at all these things that are inside this room. And people say, this is a room, this is water, this is a mouse, this is a computer. And you believe yourself to be an object within the room. But you're the space with the knowledge of existence. And the first time the knowledge of existence came, it was because of this body form. You recognize, oh, I exist. Look at all this stuff. I'm an object within other objects. Other objects are here. You forget that you are the space because there was no forgetting. You had no knowledge of yourself as space. You were space. Then suddenly you're, oh, existing. And because of the knowledge of existence for the first time, there's a quick identification with the body because prior to body, there was no knowledge of existence.
You said we could experience this. But that's just using words.
Well, the experienceless experience. Because when you concentrate on the concentrator, the attention with attention, consciousness with consciousness, presence with presence, whatever you want to call it, where all experience ends, there you are. The concentrator dissolves within the concentration, and you remain.
You realize there's nothing other.
Well, you're the knower of the nothing. But you can't know yourself. You can only know what's other than yourself. So, through body form, the knowledge of existence comes, and along with that comes so many other things. The knowing of all these things, just like the space in the room clicks with this body and says, look at all this stuff. Mom and dad say, this is a bottle of water, this is a computer, this is this, this is this. And from this wrong perspective, you begin operating within your own self as something separate. But you are not separate.
When the nectar of immortality is present, it does seem like there's nothing other in a way. There's nothing other than that. Although you could say there's other stuff, but that becomes the present presence or something.
Well, all experience appears upon presence. There's just layers on your presence. When you know yourself, then presence is the first knowledge, so to speak. So you're the knower of this knowledge, and now you're removed. And yet you've never changed. You didn't add anything, you didn't subtract anything. The entire world explodes right now. You are unaffected. Billions of forms are destroyed in a moment. You have no effect.
I suppose that's why it's better not to intellectualize or pay attention to the news too much, because then it starts to seem that there's something to it.
Well, again, news came along with the body. Intellectual came along with the body. Mind, ego, intellect came along with the body. You're prior to body. You're not body. So what does it make a difference?
That's all the dream.
And yet you do your job, do your duties, take care of all your responsibilities, but you take everything very lightly because you know all of this is occurring within your own self. No, we're not saying sit like a stone and say, oh, nothing's affecting me. No, no. Because there is no you there. It'll be scenes appearing and disappearing, scenes appearing and disappearing. No experience, no experiencer. Nothing to grasp onto and no place to hang the concepts. Just as when you wake up from a dream, Then you realize that everything that had occurred within the dream, no matter how real it seemed, no matter how real it was at the time, no matter what body you identified with, how much conversation there was, or how long you thought the dream lasted, it was nothing. And when you know yourself in a real sense, that's the waking up from the dream. Oh, all this that I believe to be true is not. Because I was not body, I am not body, I'm not going to remain body. So body relations are not true. Body knowledge, definitely not true. If I desire to hold on to body knowledge, then I have to create a hook. And the hook is, I have this knowledge. But this I needs to be removed, not stored with more extra stuff. Because one concept creates a whole world of concepts. Thus the questions. Oh, you know, if I value the knowledge that I came along with this body, and I say, well, you know, there is value to this body. You can't say there's no value to the body. And then I start trying to intellectualize and use logic. Then I'm desiring to protect the body. And the next thing you know, I'm saying, what happens when I leave this body? And then you have to go back to the dream. When you're within the dream, if you were to say to yourself, what happens when I leave this body? Within the dream, you could say, well, you know, you're formless, so you were holding the body, and then you'll go back to the dream consciousness, and a new dream will occur. So technically speaking, the consciousness will just create and attach itself to new forms. But you wake up. So what was the purpose?
In the morning bhajan, I think, yeah, the morning bhajan, it says, he exists. No, I, wait, what is it? I am not, he exists, he does all. I am not, he exists, he does all. So the doer is the reality. So how much like will does in this whole process, how much willpower does a person need? Because if he is the doer, then I mean, like it's up to him, no matter what's going to happen, whether you're going to remain in the I am and transcend the I am, or fall out of the I am back into body consciousness. Because I know the I am is the level, I guess, the point where you level off, you know, in that just being with presence. And I know that if you don't go beyond that, you're going to fall back into body consciousness. But I have a hard time actually even saying in the I am, to be honest. I mean, like I do, the things that I do, you know, like I listen to recordings that I've, you know, read from satsangs, and you know, I and in the morning, I mean, I click with it in the morning, like throughout most of the morning, it's pretty good. But then, you know, when things start happening, it gets I get pulled back into the I guess the body consciousness. And so I wonder how much of that is my actual choice, because if I'm not the doer, then what to do?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't do anything. Yeah. Just as the same within a dream.
Right.
There's
you're being dreamed, in other words.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
This is and the that which is not cannot affect anything. You have no effect on consciousness or on it. It can't, because you have these forms that are appearing, but you're not changing. You're like the background in which all of this is occurring, but you're not actually taking possession of a body and saying, oh, I'm in this form and I'm doing these things. Just as the dream characters are not taking possession of a body and actually doing anything. The non-entity does not have anything other than the appearance of doership. And when you know yourself in a real sense as formless, then it's just like a dream. You see all the people in the dream, but you know that you're providing the power for all of this. The scene is not written because it's spontaneous. There's no actual like storyline. It's just spontaneous action in the moment. And you're kind of just providing the power. You could say you're all of it, but you're none of it, because this is the something within the nothing. You have not changed. You were not born. You cannot die. There is no such thing as enlightenment. There's knowing yourself, because this body form is available that can dip the cup into the nectar of immortality, the just I, the sense of presence, the peace, whatever you want to call it. You've been given a body form to know yourself. You know yourself, but you're not actually changing anything, because you know yourself using the instrument of body. You're no longer identified with the body. So the body is no longer anything other than your quote avatar, I guess you could say. But even that, because then we'll go in very spiritual of like avatars and incarnation and all of this, because you're not incarnating. Dream. If at all the logic, or you want to think intellectually, you can see the dream and say, I'm laying down at sleep. Dream consciousness, because there's a sense of existence, and automatically, spontaneously, boom, a dream world is created. All these characters are there. All this scene is there. They're speaking and listening and all of this, and you don't know until you wake up that all of it was not true. For a time, it looks like, and even you could dream about going on a spiritual retreat, seeing a guru, talking with other fellow disciples, and trying to become enlightened. And yet when you wake up, you know, it wasn't true. I never was an entity. I never was a form. I never could have gotten enlightenment or not gotten enlightenment. I never could have done anything, because it was all formlessly there, and all of it was just appearance. I wake up and I know this. When you know yourself in a real sense, you know you can't have any kind of relation other than, you know, if at all you want to compare yourself to space or sky. Sky is not relating to any of the actions, activities, or forms within itself. Space Space is not actually interacting, nor could it possibly interact. You can say space is permeating all of everything because everything is occurring with inside the space, but you can't say that the space is acting through any of the objects within it.
I had a moment of relief this week when I was listening to a satsang by Ranjit Maharaj, and he said the world is your mind, and you know, that was, that opened it, that cleared things. It was just, so everything is the mind, and then I'm not that, so that space or whatever you want to call it, you know, it's just the whatever I am, it's not the mind, it's not the world, it's just you know. Also, he would say things like the world is your thought,
yeah,
you know, the world is your mind.
When you know yourself as formless,
yeah,
then you're no longer identified with thought within this cranial structure. You understand thought is what you used to call world,
because the world is nothing but thought, correct?
It's, well, mind, consciousness, appearance within the formlessness that you are. Because you're no longer identified with a body, you don't say, oh, these thoughts, or even you say the world is in my mind, because then if you're identified with a body form, you believe that the world is being created within your headspace. And not true, because this body is within that mind. If you're going to call consciousness mind, or if you're going to say that everything is thought, because if you're formless, you don't have the cranial cavity in which you say, oh, everything is occurring in here. No, if you're saying everything is mind, it doesn't mean here as an individual. Mind is, you could say, everything is mind, the same as when you lay down at sleep, everything is dream.
Right, yeah. Same thing.
And there's no need to identify with the body as you're doing your daily duties. Do your job, do your duties, take care of your responsibilities, but know that you're formless. You play your part very well, but there's not so much effect.
Do you know yourself or not?
Well, once you know yourself directly, then there is no more, oh, could I be a body? No. How? That's where Nisargadatta Maharaj says the door to the I am. On one side is the world and experiencing and all of this. The other side is your own self. In this sense of presence, this I am sense, this knowledge of existence, this just I, is sort of the doorway. Because as soon as the knowledge of existence is there, then the belief in being in the world is occurring. But on the other side is your own self. So if you hold on to this sense of presence, the just I, that is the doorway on the other side. It's here you can't use words and you can't really describe anything. There is just,
I get that a lot of times, but
that's yourself.
Yeah.
And again, even if you're just identified with the sense of presence, it eliminates the world. Because if you say, oh, this formless sense of presence, I'm this. I sense myself using a body form, but I'm not the body. So right away, no worldly problems are there because you're formless. You know this now. And the longer you then remain with attention on attention, concentrate on the concentrator, presence to presence, even this dissolves, because when you concentrate on the concentrator dissolves. The concept of being something other or separate dissolves. And that's the black hole that just, there's no concepts, no need to know, no nothing. Where all experience ends, there you are.
Well, when I notice that, it does seem like everything is beautiful or something.
Well, because you're not imagining things and disturbing yourself. You just are. And you don't want to know anything. There's nothing to know. There's not even the concept of a knower that's created knowing nothing.
But it seems like then, do I know the beauty that did I feel?
Beauty is a concept that appeared upon your presence and came along with the body. You're prior to all of that. And when you remain with your selfless self, this concept of beauty will not arise. Concept of peace does not arise. I mean, seriously, if you just sit,
it's not a
and
concept.
You
it's a
hold
feeling.
Yourself with yourself. It just, it's like a deafening silence that just closes out everything. Or you could say all concepts are sucked in here. And there's. You can't even form a thought. There's not even a. It'd be like a little poof of a thing, you know, instead of like thinking and thoughts arising, it's like maybe poof, just a little nothing, because you are that. And then you go about your job, do your job, do your duties. You may get caught up in whatever's going on, but you know it's a long dream, and you're not that. You're playing a role. Because the conviction, I am not body, I was not body, I'm not going to remain the body. Body's not my identity. Invisible, anonymous, unidentified identity. If you give it to mind to try to figure out, invisible, anonymous, unidentified identity, how in the world can you be something? And yet, knock, knock on the door, who's there? Nobody's there. Somebody had to be there to say nobody's there. The knowledge of existence has appeared to that you are who, when the knowledge of existence does not resonate, you are. Prior to beingness, you're the same. After beingness, you're the same. The something, you're still the same. It's appeared within the nothing that you are. The nothing, you're still the same. You are not changing. You cannot change. Millions of forms can be created and destroyed over and over and over and over and over and over and over within your own self, and you have not changed. You didn't grow. The world didn't become more spiritual or less spiritual because of the characters that are happening to be. Again, that's when they talk about the gunas. You could say the gunas are operating in the world, sattva, rajas, tamas, and that's what's moving all of the forms around. Even this is not true. And in order to even talk about gunas, you have to have the body base, because gunas came along with the body. The concept of guna came along with the body.
The gunas are the conditioning, correct? I mean, basically.
From the, yeah, whatever body knowledge you've picked up along the way through identifying as a body. Especially since most of us here are Westerners. So this is definitely a concept that came along with the concept of spirituality. And we said, oh, Raja, Tama, and Sattva Guna. And Brahma, Atman, Paramatman, God, Master. All these are concepts. Body knowledge came along with the body. But you're not body. So therefore, you can crinkle all that up and say, okay, that got me to my final destination, but it now can be tossed away. As Maharaj talks about, the map. The map gets